Whether you are managing a team, prepping for a tech meeting, or just insanely curious about the future of work, you've probably noticed that everyone is talking about AI.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it is everywhere right now.
Right. But there's this really startling statistic from today's source material. Over 70% of companies are actively experimenting with AI, but very few can actually prove it's making them any money or like saving them time.
Yeah, it's a massive disconnect. You have these boardroom meetings where they've poured millions into AI, and the CFO asks for the hard ROI, and it's just, well, it's crickets.
Uncomfortable silence, right?
Exactly. They know the tech is powerful, but they just can't prove it on a ledger.
And figuring out why that is basically our mission for today's deep dive. We are looking at a really insightful March 2026 report from Avahi.
Right. They are an AWS premier tier services partner.
Yeah. And they published this report titled Agentic AI ROI and the Shift Toward Autonomous Business Operations. So our goal is to figure out why companies are struggling to measure the value here and to explore Avahi's new playbook for proving the worth of this agentic AI.
Which is a very different beast from what we've been using.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we talk about the money and the spreadsheets, we have to define the tech. What is the core difference between the AI we've been using for the last few years and this new agentic AI?
Well, the foundational shift is that we are moving from insight generation to autonomous execution.
Wait, break that down for me. What does insight generation actually look like?
So conventional AI, the standard language models, it generates a prediction. It drafts an email or maybe it summarizes a document, but the action stops right there.
It's just sitting on the screen waiting for you.
Exactly. A human being still has to read that output, decide if it's correct, and then physically open another app to do the next step. But agentic AI plans tasks, makes decisions on the fly, and actually executes the workflow across multiple systems.
All on its own.
Yes, without a human constantly prompting it.
Okay, so if traditional AI is like a highly advanced weather app that tells you it's going to rain so you know to grab an umbrella,
Right.
agentic AI is like a smart home system that sees that same forecast, automatically closes your windows, and then waters your indoor plants for you.
That is a perfect analogy, and it perfectly highlights why the old ways of measuring ROI just don't work anymore.
Because we used to measure like prediction accuracy.
Yeah, traditional AI ROI was measured purely by how fast a single data report was pulled or the accuracy of a text draft. But now, because agentic AI is actually doing the physical work, closing the windows, so to speak, those old metrics completely miss the point.
Let's pull a specific example from the Avahi text to make this super concrete for you listening. They talk about customer support, right?
Yeah, which is a huge area for automation. So imagine a conventional AI handling a customer ticket. It reads an angry email and categorizes it as a return request.
Which is helpful, but a human still has to deal with the angry customer.
Exactly. Now look at agentic AI. It analyzes that same ticket, determines the priority, and then it autonomously pulls the relevant data from an internal CRM.
Wow, so it's logging into the database itself.
It is. It drafts the response, processes the return, and it only escalates to a human if it's a highly complex edge case. It's doing meaningful operational work, not just assisting.
So since the nature of the actual work has completely changed, the ruler we use to measure that work has to change too, which brings us to the core problem.
Right, measuring it. The report outlines four unique hurdles here. The first is that the impact is distributed.
Distributed across different departments.
Yeah. Agentic AI doesn't live in one isolated app. It touches your CRM, your ERP, your support platforms all at once.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The second challenge, the source points out, is that the value actually compounds over time.
Which is wild because that completely bucks the trend of normal corporate software.
Yeah, usually you buy a program and you get a fixed efficiency game on day one, and that's just what it is.
Right. But agentic AI incorporates machine learning feedback. It learns from edge cases. So over a period of months, the workflows actually become faster and require less human intervention.
Meaning its value increases gradually.
What's fascinating here is that traditional metrics are completely obsessed with technical indicators, like system uptime or raw model accuracy.
And they just completely miss the indirect benefits.
Totally. They miss things like reducing manual coordination bottlenecks, or letting your employees finally switch to strategic tasks instead of copying and pasting data all day.
Well, I have to push back on that, though, because if I am a business leader trying to justify a massive AI budget, my CFO is absolutely not going to accept fewer bottlenecks as a metric on a spreadsheet.
Oh, definitely not.
How do we actually quantify this without sounding like we are just making things up?
That is the exact pushback the Avahi report addresses. They actually formalize a quantification framework with four strategic layers of ROI.
Okay, let's get into the layers. What's layer one?
The first layer is operational efficiency. This is the hard math. Automating repetitive workflows like IT service requests.
Like password resets or routing a tech ticket.
Exactly. You track the exact time saved and the volume of tasks completed autonomously. Hard numbers.
And the second layer?
The second layer is workforce productivity. So for developers, they can use AI agents for initial code reviews or prepping test environments.
Which frees them up for core product development. But let me stop you there, because whenever we hear productivity in the tech world, it usually sounds like a polite way of saying replacing employees. Is that what the source is saying here?
I completely understand why you'd ask that, but no. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the source explicitly states this is about amplifying human capabilities.
Amplifying, not replacing.
Right. The metrics they suggest are full-time equivalent, or FTE, hours saved, and revenue generated per employee. It's not about headcount reduction. It's about scaling your output with the team you already have.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's move to the third layer, which is customer experience.
Yeah, this goes back to our Picket example. By letting agents handle all those routine queries, you know, the waiting times just plummet.
Because the humans are only dealing with the complicated stuff.
Exactly. And you measure this through ticket resolution time and customer retention rates. Happier customers stick around.
Which feeds perfectly into the fourth layer. And the report calls this the most overlooked layer revenue and strategic ROI.
Right, because everyone focuses on cost cutting. But agentic AI can actually accelerate your product development cycles. It can optimize your pricing using real-time data.
So it's actively driving top-line growth. It's giving you a massive competitive advantage.
Exactly. It's playing offense, not just defense.
So what does this all mean? Like, practically speaking, when you have to build the dashboard for the executives, what goes on it?
The source lists four very specific metric categories to track. First are the financial metrics.
Cost per task, cost per transaction.
Exactly. Real dollars. Second is productivity metrics. Businesses need to track tasks completed per agent and the agent utilization rate.
Meaning, like, how much of the time the AI is actively working versus just sitting idle.
Right. Then you have performance metrics, which are crucial because nobody is watching these systems 24/7. You track the hallucination or error rate.
Basically, how often it messes up or makes up fake data.
Yeah. And even more importantly, you track end-to-end workflow success. Out of 100 tickets, how many did the AI finish without a human jumping in?
That is a great metric. And the last category?
Business impact, customer lifetime value, your cost to serve, and compliance risk reduction.
Oh, compliance risk reduction is huge. And AI doesn't get tired at 4 p.m. on a Friday and miss a regulatory red flag.
Exactly.
But implementation is the tricky part, right? Because I am not unleashing an autonomous agent on my billing system on day one.
No, please don't do that. That is a recipe for disaster.
So how do they suggest a company actually start?
They lay out a very strict five-step implementation strategy. Step one is identify high-impact workflows.
So you don't boil the ocean. You pick one thing.
Right. Something like sales operations, CRM updates, automated lead capture, high volume, lots of repetitive friction.
And step two is establish baseline metrics, basically figuring out what that specific process costs you right now.
Exactly. Because if you don't know what it costs today, you can't prove the AI saved you money tomorrow.
Step three is estimate agent impact. You're projecting the time efficiency before you buy the system.
Making sure the investment's actually going to pay off. Then we get to step four, which is track adoption metrics. And this is vital because you have to track token costs.
Right. For the listener who isn't deep into this, every time an AI reads or writes text, you pay for these little chunks of data called tokens.
Yeah. And it's fractions of a cent, but
it adds up fast.
It compounds rapidly. If you have an agent running 24/7 reading massive databases, those token costs can explode.
And if your token costs end up being higher than the labor you saved, your ROI is completely negative.
Exactly. And finally, step five is just measuring real business outcomes quarterly.
Comparing the live AI data against the baseline from step two.
You got it.
I do want to make sure the listener understands where this framework is coming from. Avi's role in the ecosystem is key here, right? As an AWS premier tier services partner.
Yeah, they are the ones actually building these complex infrastructures for enterprise clients. They help companies migrate from, say, Gemini or OpenAI over to Amazon Bedrock.
And Amazon Bedrock lets companies build these generative AI apps while keeping all their proprietary data totally secure.
Right. Avi is in the trenches setting up secure systems for automated lead capture and deeper visual content understanding. So they know firsthand that you can't sell a company an autonomous engine and then hand them an old accounting playbook to measure it.
The tech and the measurement have to evolve together. Well, to summarize this for you listening, we've really gone from AI that just acts as an intelligent weather forecaster to a fully autonomous worker executing multi-system tasks.
It's a complete paradigm shift.
It is. And to measure its worth, you have to throw away the old ruler of simple task automation. You have to look at end-to-end workflow success, compounding value, and strategic revenue growth.
This raises an important question, though, and I think it's a great thought to leave everyone with.
Let's hear it.
If traditional ROI models are based entirely on static depreciating assets, like buying a server that slowly loses value over time, how does a business fundamentally restructure its financial forecasting for agentic AI?
Right, because agentic AI is an asset whose value and efficiency actually compound and increase the longer it works.
Exactly. It completely flips the entire concept of software depreciation on its head.
That really breaks all the traditional rules of finance, doesn't it?
It breaks all of them.
Wow. That is definitely something to mull over. Thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of our sources today. As this tech continues to evolve, keep questioning the metrics and frameworks shaping the future of work. We'll see you next time.